We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, we're slowly getting back to some normalcy because I've been checking out Aries on his Spears and Steinberg. He's been doing it for a few years now, but he's finally, Aries Spears, back out on the road.
Born April 3rd in Chicago, Illinois. After moving to New Jersey at age 11, he launched his stand-up career at age 14, performing in the comedy clubs of New York City. He moved to Los Angeles, landing a recurring role on A Different World, as well as roles in such films as Malcolm X, The Pest, and Jerry Maguire. But it was in 1997, when he joined the cast of Mad TV, that America really took notice. He starred in numerous comedy specials, and now you can hear him every week alongside fellow comedian Andy Steinberg on their podcast Spears and Steinberg, available on Apple, Stitcher and other digital platforms. Please welcome Aries Spears.
Spears, man, how have you been?
Honey, what's happening, baby?
Man, you sound good. It's good to hear your voice. You're out on the road again, finally, man. That's fantastic. You're doing St. Louis this weekend.
Yeah, man. It's been kind of touch and go. Actually, it's crazy because I had my I work all year round, all every month, and all week. I had my entire August filled up with dates. Mm-hmm. And everything got canceled but St. Louis.
Gotcha.
So it's just weird having stuff either be rescheduled and moved around or flat out canceled.
Yeah, this quarantine's terrible. And it's hard on everybody. How are you doing with it?
I'm all right, man, personally. But, I kind of renamed my tour the COVID tour. Because prior to this month, I literally went from Houston to West Palm Beach to Phoenix. So I went to all the dangerous hotspots.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, you're braver than I. I'm just hunkered down, and I'm stir crazy, and I mean, it is weird. I don't ever remember a time when it was just this weird on our planet. You know, and not just the fear of getting sick, the fear of human beings and people being dicks and science being magic to people, and I'm like, it's a little much sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really like, you know, you look outside and it's just to see every single person with a mask on. I mean, this is the movie type stuff.
Sure.
I think the last time I felt like this was 9/11.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when that went down on TV and you saw the planes hit the buildings and all the chaos and anarchy, you just went, man, this is like a movie. So this is the second time in my life where I just felt like we're living in a movie, man.
No,
like,
you nailed it. I mean,
insane.
I hadn't thought of that, but you're exactly right. That was the first time in my adult life that I remember thinking, things will never be the same. I've never had a day like this, like 9/11. And then you're right. This none of us have ever seen this. We've never, you know, and I've never seen our country divided in this fashion to such a degree. And the mask thing, like people arguing about whether or not you should cover your mouth and your nose, you know, to keep germs from coming out. I'm like, man, it's basic mom and dad 101, man. We can figure this out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm obviously not the only one. I mean, I hate wearing a mask.
Sure.
When I've become accustomed to it. And there are many times when I jump out of my car and I'm 2 seconds from walking in a place and I go, damn it, I forgot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so
oh, yeah.
It's, but now it's becoming instinct. So,
yeah, It'll be fine, man. You know, if that's the hardest life that we ever have, I'll be just fine. I'll just be ready for things to get back to normal. I'm glad I'm doing this show. I'm glad I can you know, people can check out yours because you're still doing the podcast. That's the great thing. If you're stuck at home, man, pull it up and check it out. It's there. Spears and Steinberg available now. This is the second or third year.
Yeah, we're probably, you know, coming up in about 2.5-3 years. Yeah, Spears and Steinberg, The Jew and the Jerk, available on all streaming platforms. And I always tell people the best thing I like to do is just hit me up in my Instagram under Ari Spears, DM me, and I'll send people the links.
Well, and you're one of those guys on yours, because I follow you on Instagram. Like, you are maybe the single most connected celebrity I've ever seen on Instagram. Like, I've watched you know, there's conversations, you're answering, you are, and I'm, man, if people think they're going to come on and say something, you know, evil or angry towards you and then just walk away, I'm like, oh, no, you come back. There's going to be an answer. Come on by.
Yeah. I'm trying to get better with that, man. I know it's probably easiest, and I've had people tell me, hey, man, why are you even talking to these people and responding to these people? But, you know, I like to engage because,
yeah.
You know, one, I think it's cool when you can talk to people and not be on this pedestal that, you know, people want to try to put you on just because you're famous or you do what you do. But I also like, you know, I like the challenge. I mean, I like to sometimes pick people's brains and see what people are thinking and how they respond and try to challenge me in a game of wits.
Sure.
So it's fun for me sometimes.
Well, that's what great comedians do. You know, you've always been, it's to mirror society in such a way that you can either laugh at yourself or laugh at weird behavior or just the humanity of us all. You know, there's a lot to comedy, but its basic idea to me has always been, it's the mirror of the whole planet that's living right now.
Yeah. You know, and despite these times that we're in, I think the only way to try to get back to some normalcy is to just be normal, you know, and don't trip out too much and keep everything in perspective and just try to have fun as much as you can.
Yeah, well, listen, I told you when you were here before, I bought that 30 acres called Disgrace Land. And we did get some business done. I put a huge gate up my dear friends at DSS Productions built. This thing is 22 feet wide, 18 feet tall, says Disgraceland in giant steel letters, and the steel gates have a giant skull, probably 5 feet tall, and a Les Paul and a flying V that stick out of it. It's the most obnoxious, amazing gate you've ever seen in your life, man. I've just been staying busy putting up stuff like that everywhere.
Yeah, man, do what you got to do, brother.
Yeah, right? You got to keep your hands busy, man, because if you get too deep into your head sometimes, you can really get angry, and it can be too much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I you know, we know it exists because we've seen it all over social media and whatnot. But I started going on YouTube and checking out all the Karen compilations.
I know. It's
and,
a
you
lot.
Know, to see women losing their stuff is more than enough entertainment for me.
Dude, every day is a new Karen adventure, and there's a lot of great ones. I mean, some are just, I'm like, someone hit this bitch. I'm like, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, please, someone come from off the camera.
Well, you know, you never see, I have yet to see a video of a Karen having a confrontation with a Lakeisha from customer service.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That
would get shut down instantaneously.
Yeah.
But you never see that one, so I'm looking for that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we used to joke about those turds up at the Westboro Baptist Church, you know, the God Hates Fags people, and that's in Topeka,
right.
And they would come and protest like a dead soldier or a kid with AIDS. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't see you at Tupac's, did I? No. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. They know exactly. Oh, the mob boss died? The mob guy in New York? I didn't see you there with God Hates the Mob. I didn't see that either.
Exactly. You know, I will give this younger generation this. One of the greatest memes I ever saw on Instagram was when, I guess, you know, obviously some young black kids wrote, but they were like, dear racists, we are not our ancestors. Sincerely, these hands.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's exactly right, man.
So, you know, and listen, the country between COVID and all this racial strife, we're just in a funky place, man. And I just hope that we can hopefully figure this out soon enough.
Well, I think at least if there's anything positive, someone pointed out to me, they go, look, now you know who everybody is. You can make your decisions based on who you want to be around, who you want to know, what you want to deal with. And that's, and you know what? I find that to be, if there's any upside to this, there's definitely some things I've seen where I went, you know what? I don't want to know that person anymore. I think I'm done. And I'm not talking about not agreeing about politics. I'm not, that's ridiculous. I have friends who vote however they vote, but who you are as a human being genuinely matters to me.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and you know, not to you know, be cliche or corny, but you know, that's one of the things about the podcast that I love doing is I think that we've become so oversaturated with cancel culture and
right.
You know, political correctness that people aren't free to be who they really want to be. Excuse me, and say what they really feel. And, you know, on our podcast, man, we're all about just being honest and being who you are and speaking freely. And if that rubs you the wrong way, well, then you have the opportunity to tune us out.
That's it.
But I also think that people are starving for that kind of realism. That's also the allure as well.
Well, and that's what you do, Aries. I mean, listen, that's why you know, from the time you were a kid, you got comedy. You understood the absurdity and even the ugliness and the happiness in this world, and you find a way to make it funny, and that's the thing that's always made us move toward. Why did we love George Carlin? Why did we love Richard Pryor? Because they were speaking the truth, but in ways that made us laugh.
Exactly. So if you can do both,
yeah,
you got something special.
Yeah, that's it. That's not hate speech, and that's not ugly rhetoric. That's called comedy, man, and it shouldn't be part of the cancel culture or the political correctness because we are different. Someone asked me, it was a friend of mine, and he's a black guy, and he goes, hey, do you see color? And I go, yeah, of course. That's how I know what car to get into.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, it's the people that go, I don't see color. They're the ones you got to be careful of.
Yeah, and then my second remark is, you know, the problem is when we associate color with something negative, I don't have that problem. But yes, do I see? I'm like, you know, I know what color my car is. I know what color that girl's hair is. I know what color her eyes are. I know what color, all the above.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched it or if you were really into basketball, but one of my greatest joys was watching that Last Dance documentary, the Michael Jordan Bulls documentary. Because listen, we all know the brand, we all know the squeaky clean,
sure,
like Mike. If I could be like Mike, but to see Michael Jordan curse like a sailor and be open and honest and dirty and mean was the Michael Jordan that we all knew existed, but we were always getting the brand.
Right.
And I said, you know, as much as I love Michael Jordan, and I'm a Michael Jordan fanatic, you know, the guys that really turned me on, it's like, you know, the Dennis Rodmans and the Mike Tysons of the world, because that's who they are.
Yeah.
And you either can choose to go, you know what, I like them or I'm going to leave them alone. But that's who they are. There is no facade.
Right.
There is no brand. There is no phoniness. And, you know, I kind of dig that, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've always wanted to be Madison Avenue and McDonald's, but I'm more truthfully like strippers and hot wings and Hooters.
Listen, there's a reason we get along, man. I mean, it's just,
here we go, baby.
It's the easiest thing to just be yourself, be truthful, man. And you know, and then the second part of that equation to me has always been, and check yourself. Like I ask myself, am I a good person? I think about why I feel a certain way, why I'm feeling a certain way, and I just genuinely try to look in the mirror and call it what it is. If I'm being an a-hole and a dick, then that's what I'm being, and I'll try not to do it twice.
There you go, man.
It's man, we got to get you to Kansas City. I know Jake was telling you that, you know, right now, if you, because both comedy clubs are open, if we can get you booked in, the studio's not open from the company, but we're doing this thing called Let's Take It Outside, and we got a covered area with a cool bench and the whole thing, and we'll do the whole show outside hanging out drinking coffee, man.
Yeah, I'd rather take it that way than not.
Yeah.
You know, one of the hardest things that to me is like, you know, whenever I've done these promotions for the shows, I've been doing a lot of Zoom. And I just prefer in studio because I just don't like the Zoom thing. And I'm not a big fan of over the phone because I just feel like there's something in between us, you know. And there's a better connection when it's just in studio live, face-to-face, you know. That's why I'm not a fan of condoms. You know, I don't like anything in the way.
I feel like something's come between us, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what it is? I can see your face, man. You can see my eyes. You can see my intent. You can see the emotion on everything. It really does matter, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's the details, man. It's the details that make it.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of comedy is you know, there are many great jokes about being different from another human being, but it's how you tell it and with your intent. And when I can see somebody's face, I know if they're being a hole, if they're being, you know, filled with hate, or if they're just busting balls because we're all friends, you know, and it's all in your delivery and in your intent.
Well, that's one of the mistakes. That's one of the things that I'm learning about interviews. Well, not necessarily interviews, but social media is like, even no matter what I post, my intention is to always be somewhat funny, even when things are really serious. But, you know, that funny really doesn't translate
right.
as easily in a post
yes.
as it does on stage or in an interview.
Man, I've made that mistake.
Swimming old people.
And I've lit people up before and then realized they were just trying to be funny. But in the text of it all, it just was flat. And it just I thought they were being a dick. And I lit them up. And I realized I had to go back and go, hey, man, I'm sorry. I didn't realize what you were trying to go to there.
Yeah. So I'm trying to master that art of being able to post something and have people get what my intent is, but at the same time understand that I was trying to come from a humorous place as well.
Because it sucks trying to put an emoji next to everything you want people to realize is funny. Yeah, I know.
Exactly. And you know, some people, even when they hit me up, they go, dude, I was just joking. I was like, well, dude, put an LOL on the end of that thing. Without the LOL or the emoji face, that's a statement. That ain't funny.
I know. This is weird. It's our weird time, Aries. Hey, Spears and Steinberg, available now. Look, check out the podcast. Go to ariespears.com and have a great time in St. Louis. And let's figure something out for Kansas City.
Absolutely, brother. And again, for anybody that wants access to the podcast, just hit me up on Instagram under Aries Spears, verified blue check mark, and I will personally send you the DM, the links in my DM, and maybe have a conversation with you as long as you don't say nothing crazy. Put an LOL on it.
The great Aries Spears.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.